This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
Our next guest is Rebecca Dance. Hi, Rebecca.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Before we talk about what the current wonderful work that you're doing, can you just tell the listeners a bit about your background? What's brought you to this point?
I've recently started my own business called Diamond Marketing Services. Basically, I was in sales before I had my children, and no one would ever take me seriously. They sort of laughed at me when I said I wanted to do sales. So I went and earned 100% commission promoting pet insurance and credit cards in well-known grocery stores. And once I'd done that and got mystery shopped 100% a couple of times, people actually took me seriously that I wanted to do sales. So then I went into telemarketing, telesales, lead generation, appointment generation. Really enjoyed doing it. I was earning quite a lot of money. Decided to take a career break and have my two children. And then in April this year, my son started school, and I have a hip disability that I'm waiting to have surgery on. And it was inspired me to, I knew I had like the brain there to do something. I thought, I'm not cut out to just sit and do nothing. I want to really excel on my skills. And I helped out with a local charity event, got 45 companies interested in helping the charity. And we raised, I think it was over £8,000 that day for just one day. So we got excellent PR. There was local TV, local newspapers. It was really good. And people were like, why don't you do this as a business? And it just sort of escalated from there, really.
Fantastic. So how long have you been going now since you started?
Since mid of July.
Okay.
So really new, but the success so far has just been phenomenal.
So you say you had a hip condition. Can you just tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I've got a condition called SUFI, which is slipped upper femoral epiphysis. So my hip joints don't go together as they should. And also I've got arthritis, femoritabular impingement. So a couple of things wrong there. Oh. But it doesn't define me. You know, some days it is a bit of a struggle to get out of bed. Well, I'm not going to deny that. But my children keep me going first and foremost. And, you know, if I'm having a bad day, once I've dropped the children off at school, I can go home because I mainly do like all my lead generation from home. And that was the whole point of setting up my business, really, to work around my family life and my condition. But it doesn't define me, you know.
I mean, the fact that you said that one of the things you did was sell pet insurance on purely 100% commission shows what an excellent salesperson you must be. So putting that lovely transferable skill into your own business must have really helped you.
It did, definitely. I've talked to people and asked for their feedback because obviously I want to know how I'm helping my clients, what I can do better. But the reports that I'm getting is that I'm just a natural salesperson. I don't go into a cold, hard sell. I'm just a very good networker, in their words.
And you called your business Diamond Marketing Services.
Yes.
Where did the idea for that come from?
It's about hope. It's about sparkly, nice feelings. And I wanted something that would make me shine.
I do love on the website, apart from the fact that I've just can't stop staring at the diamonds, one of your catchphrases, if you like, is why have the stone when you deserve a diamond? And I thought that was really powerful.
Yes.
Did that just come to you one time in the middle of the night, or
actually my nan used to say that I was a diamond, and she used to say, why should they have the stone when they deserve the diamond? And it sort of just come from there. And when I created my company name, it just felt so right, and I still believe it is working for me.
And there are different elements to the business, business development, event management, marketing. There's quite a wide variety of services. How did you decide on those, to put those together?
To be honest, the business development sort of leads into another area. So it leads into the marketing. The marketing will then lead into events. So why just restrict myself at one element to help people? I wanted to help across the board.
What I get confused about, I don't know about you, Sharon, is the difference between business development and marketing. Obviously, there is a difference, but what is the subtle difference?
What I would say is business development is where, like, a small company hasn't got the market presence yet. So they can say, could you lead generate for us? Could you appointment generate? Get us out in front of customers. Because lead generation is a bit like Marmite. You love it or you hate it.
I know which end of the spectrum I fall down. What about you, Sharon?
I'm a lover.
Oh dear. And it just, you know, it is one of those things you do love or you do hate. And I absolutely love it. And, you know, it's just sort of really, really progressed over the last couple of months. So just hope onwards and going forwards.
Well, I think to win Best Regional Sales Executive Prize for the most sales retention rates, you obviously must really like it, because that's one of your strengths, isn't it? Definitely.
It is.
And can you tell us, how did you come to land this really exciting contract with Britons?
Britons actually advertised the position for a marketing campaigner for their restaurant. And I responded, and they responded back to me, luckily, and it's excellent.
Did you hear about it on a train?
No. No. Britons was actually advertised on Gumtree.
Oh, okay.
And I was just looking one evening to advertise myself, and I thought, I'm going to apply for the position, but in a different way. So instead of working in a company as a marketer, I offered them my service, and luckily they took me up on it, and it's been excellent. Been very, very good.
Do you want to explain to the listeners who Daniel Britton is?
Daniel Britton was a contestant on MasterChef in 2008. He got to the semi-finals. Really lovely, lovely guy. His value is the food, and he's so passionate about it, and that's why I love working with the restaurant. When you go in there, it's such a feel-good factor. And I was brought in as a campaign manager for their venue to let people know of what Britons actually can do for businesses, for their clients, in way of corporate dinners, lunches, and to also, they're just doing a networking event. So it's for local businesses to come and network for other businesses, and that's on the 18th of November.
So how do you actually, obviously you've got the networking event, which is going to really be helpful, but before that, how do you put their name out there? Do you literally sort of get a directory and look at all the local businesses and say, hi, do you know that this restaurant's in your area? How do you do that? I'm intrigued.
It is with that element, but also Britons obviously have a mailing list, so I've called them about people that have been before, and just sort of explained about the venue space they have. A lot of people didn't know that it was above the restaurant, and it's just been phenomenal. You know, the dinners we're booking, the clients, and everyone's just so nice, and it's got such a good reputation. They've just won a local menu for the Surrey Life. It was the best local menu they won.
And on your website, you help people identify unique spaces. We kind of mentioned that a bit, but one of the things is finding the perfect space for a marriage proposal. How many of those have you had?
Actually, haven't actually done one per se. However, a client of mine was advertising his luxury yacht based in London, and I approached like the marriage proposal people and said, how about a luxury yacht as a different venue?
A bit late for me, but I think, yeah, that would be good.
Well, maybe an anniversary celebration, though.
Just women party. Yeah. And you also hire desk space, which is, I work from home doing writing, and quite often I'm not as structured as I need to be. And I actually said to my husband, I need to get out somewhere, an office or something like that, which just puts me into work gear. Have you had quite a few people do that?
We're actually in talks. There's a Guildford on the Meetup website where they're actually looking to get an office where people will just pay to use the desk space for a day, and they can all share it. They're actually in talks with the council about that at the moment, so hopefully there will be one very soon.
And children's parties, we've all been there.
We have.
Is that quite intense?
It is. I actually got quite a good reputation at my children's school for throwing the best children's parties. They were at home, first of all, I have to say. So I'd have like 25 to 30 children at home. And I've only got a free bed. But it was very good. And people say that I go to town on the decorations and creating the theme. And it's a sort of, they enter a bit of a wonderland. And I just loved it from there. This year they did both have parties in a hall with bouncy castles, face painters that I wrote my sister-in-law to do for me.
Wow. I tried that once. I was never invited back. And I did hair braiding and chopped someone's hair off. But anyway, that's another story. The other things that stood out for me on the things that you do is a virtual personal assistant and ghostwriter in social media advertising. I wondered if you could expand on those.
Yes. At the moment, they're something that I'm still learning to do myself. At the moment, it's a bit trial and error. That is something I'm looking to progress as my company progresses. At the moment, I'd say that the lead generation and the business development is the core of my business and the events and charities. I'm actually on a board, a committee for a local charity in Reading for babies in Buscott. It's for special babies. Mm. And we're actually doing an event for the World Prematurity Day on the 17th of November. But going back, it's definitely an area that I'm looking to progress into that I can offer people for their websites so they could say, keep it current. Could you do a little phrase for me and tweet it?
Where would you say that a lot of local small businesses are going wrong in terms of how to promote their business? Because one area that we always shy away from, myself and Sharon, I'm going to say you as well, is that lovely word Facebook, isn't it, Sharon?
Oh, yeah.
We try and avoid having to do anything on Facebook. But obviously, if you want your business to go forward, you can have to use social media, don't you?
You do. One of my clients, she has a venue space, beautiful venue space, but she doesn't like social media at all. So I do all her social media campaigning. You know, some people love it, some people hate it. It is Marmite again. And, you know, it swings and roundabouts, really. You think it will benefit your business. But most of my business has come from word of mouth. But my new client was from Facebook. So it's just one of those things, really.
Well, we're going to talk a bit more to you after the break about tweeting, twittering, whatever it's called. I'm just going to play a quick ABBA song, and
ABBA.
So don't go away. I'll only do one ABBA song today. Well, okay. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
I'm the first in line, honey, I'm still free, take a chance on me, if you need me, let me know, gonna be around, if you got no place to go, when you're feeling down, if you're all alone.
Can go out again.
Hi, welcome back to Just Women with me, Ivana O'Brien and Sharon Finch. We're continuing our conversation with Rebecca Dance from Diamond Marketing Services. Rebecca, you're a single parent. Tell us, how difficult has it been starting a business as a single parent? Because it must have been really hard.
To be honest, my relationship breakup was 5 years ago. The hip condition got worse in that time. So I was a stay-at-home mum with the children. And then, you know, my children and my world, and that's what drives me. My ex really shattered my self-confidence, I'll be honest. But now, going forward, that's just a thing of the past. You know, I'm actually so proud of where I am now, and I want to inspire other people. When you've been through that in a relationship, wherever it's been domestic violence, domestic abuse, that type of thing, there is help out there for you. And you come out such a stronger person for it. You know, it just doesn't get me down anymore. And my career and my children is my focus. And, yeah, it has been hard, I'm not going to lie. It was a struggle to begin with. And when you're setting up a new business and new bank accounts and the whole, all the stress that goes with it. But I'm totally through the other side now, and I just absolutely love it.
And would you say that what's helped that as well is that, as we were talking in the break, that when you find something that you really want to do, something that is your passion, then it's almost like something inspired, someone is behind you, inspiring you, pushing you forward, and the things just seem to slot into place?
Definitely. You know, my hip condition does make me tired, I'm not going to lie, but it's the passion that I've got and the drive within me is just not going to determine me, and I just will go forward and forward. And yes, you know, I do get tired, but you know, I can go to bed early that night and tomorrow's another day, and that's what gets me through.
Fantastic.
Have you got a good support network around you?
Yes, my family and friends are brilliant. My mum and my dad live literally up the road, my brother, and they just all rally around and help me. But, you know, they're really proud of me and what I've done, and I'm just pushing forward. And, you know, this time next year, who knows where I'll be, but I'm going to keep going to that goal.
And can you just plug a bit more the networking event on the 18th of November? So what will happen and how can people find out if they want to go?
The networking event for Britain's Restaurant is to develop Britain's profile within the Guildford community as a business venue. So for client lunches, dinners, that type of thing. But also they're going to create a networking group going forward. This is the launch event on Wednesday, the 18th of November, between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. And we're inviting local businesses and local networking groups as well. So we're getting, like, say, two people from each networking group to come and network with a whole new different amount of people. And to just get all the local businesses' names out there to help each other.
So we could be the Networking Just Women team.
I'll watch you network.
Please come along. It'll be lovely to have you there.
It'll be lovely. Where is Bittam's Restaurant?
It's in Sydenham Road in Guildford. GU1 is opposite the Castle Car Park.
Is that anywhere near the main high street, or is it off the high street? People?
I believe it is. It's pretty much town centre based.
Yeah. And you'll be networking that day as well?
I will be there. So come and say hi, everyone.
We normally ask at the end of the show top tips, but it seems appropriate to now. So what are top tips for networking?
Just be yourself. I think if you go into a networking event with a cold, hard sell, people aren't going to be able to approach you. Whereas if you're just yourself, people warm to that. To be honest, that's how I got all my business to
begin with.
They're
buying you, aren't they? They're buying you, actually, aren't they?
Yeah. And what happened was I just went to a local event near my home. I just went there. I said what I was looking to do to see if there was a need for my business before I'd even launched it. And then people were like, we need someone like you for our company, because I do all mine on an ad hoc basis, so they're not tied into long-term contracts. And people really like that idea. But whatever your business idea, I really recommend networking.
Would you say it's really important to have a really good business card as well?
Yes, you need something that's going to catch the people's attention. You know, you do get lots of business cards, especially in my industry. I've got them all at home and I go through them to invite them to the networking events, just to network everybody that I've met across my path on the way.
Yeah. First impression is obviously very important. What kind of things do you suggest people wear when they network?
Paper bag?
Well, like the one I'm wearing today.
I always try to go smart casual. Because then again, you're approachable. If you're in something you're not comfortable with, people are going to pick up on that. So you really need to be comfortable in your own shell. I was 15 stone this time last year. I've lost 3.5
stone. Just throwing that in right at the end of the programme. We can't talk about it now.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you must tell us quickly how you did
it.
How did
you do that? Yeah. Obviously, a lot of determination.
A friend of mine is a personal trainer and he helps me. He's got an online profile, so he helps me diet side because I can't exercise because of my hip. It has been very hard, but running my own business is just, I've been so busy.
Food's
just a thing of the past, really.
Okay, we need
to do enjoy it, but obviously, especially working with a restaurant, but it's not focused on the mind anymore.
That's amazing.
And one last question, where would you like Diamond Marketing Services to go next?
Definitely into more charities and more events. I really love that side of things and meeting so many different people on my journey. And it's these people that have got me where I am today, and it's where they're going to get me in the future.
Fantastic. Can you confirm a website and email address if anyone wants to contact you?
Yes, my website is www.diamondmarketingservices.co.uk. An email is either inquiries at that address or rebecca.dance@diamondmarketingservices.co.uk.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. It's fascinating to talk to you.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.